that's the biggest difference about that fourth quarter.
That's two games straight for us, man. We decided just to lock down on the defensive end and in the fourth quarter, and we played some great basketball. We made some big shots. We had some guys step up, man, and it was good to see that we was able to do that in the fourth.
Even with them struggling, I mean, obviously they've got some ambition and Jack, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They got guys that you got a game plan for as individuals and then as a team. You gotta account for all those guys on the court. So we knew that. We knew it was going to be a tough match for us because of how much they run and they want to, you know, push the pace. But we was able to just weather the storm and make some big shots and get some key stops in the fourth.
It had to have been a game for you guys and the fans to enjoy. Those type of games are not my favorite, but we somehow, some way got out with a win. And I think we got out with a win because of the way that we defended in the fourth quarter. It wasn't pretty, but we did a nice job holding them to 18 points. Obviously, to our 30, we felt throughout the course of the game that we were going to score. We just needed to buckle down defensively and string some stops together, and we were going to give ourselves a chance. And I tell you, the block by LeBron on Jason Richardson, I thought, really helped give us some momentum. You know, Jason had a clean dunk or a clean layup, and LeBron did not give up on the play. And Jason helped him out a little bit, but he didn't give up on the play, and he got the block. And our bench, it ignited our bench. It ignited the guys on the floor. Our bench was phenomenal the rest of the game. I thought also part of that defense in the second half was not giving up any more fast break points. We had given up 12 in the first half. In the second half, we did a better job of giving up 8. I tell you, we had some good performances. Obviously, Mo offensively scoring 30. LeBron, his triple-double. I just heard that this was his third triple-double in a row. Wow. For 82 games in today's NBA, it's probably impossible to average a triple-double. But if I'm, you know, if I'm going to say there is one guy that can do it, it's our guy. And to get 3 in a row, you know, I hope everybody and anybody out there is talking about him and talking about him for MVP, because he deserves it, in my opinion, and I know I'm biased, more than anybody else in the game right now. And that's not knocking anybody. He's a tremendous basketball player. Joe was terrific throughout the course of the game, especially late guarding Shaq, but Sasha Pavlovich, I thought, stepped up. He has not played a lot. I've been trying to search for ways to get him some minutes, and he steps up and he has a big fourth quarter for us, not only offensively scoring 12 points, but defensively too. He allowed us to do some things that kept our guys at home, which was huge. You know, again, I got to go back and watch the tape, but, you know, our TV guy said that, first of all, Steve Nash's foot, you know, was on the line, and then I thought that as Delonte was going in the air, he did this. And now, I know he's not trying to hurt anybody. He's trying to take a charge, but Delonte's, you know, 3-4 feet or whatever it is in the air, and that's a dangerous play. So I just got to go back and look at the tape and see what really happened. I thought he slid over as he was in the air.
Yeah, we played really well, and we shot the ball really well. We got big contributions from guys off the bench, with Sasha and all those guys, and he came in and shot the ball extremely well, including the guys that was, you know, starting and that was in the game.
When you're great like that, you just know how to avoid fouling people and know how to draw fouls. He did a great job of that tonight. Hats off to him. Sometimes I guess I pretend like we're Portland or something, or Denver. And I think we are. I look at the 40s and I look down, oh, we're 34 and whatever. It's not supposed to be like this. No, I mean, you know, we fought tonight, man. They're a great team. And, you know, we just can't get over that hump, man. But, you know, we fought hard and we competed. And similar to the Dallas game, we just, you know, just got beat, you know. And we just need to, you know, be nice to get a win, and hopefully on Saturday. And like I told you guys earlier in the year, when you win, everything's better. I got in trouble with the comment about my wife. But the food tastes better, and
reporters look better, their questions are better. So just got to get a win.
That's why they have one of the best records in the league. They got, you know, one of the best penetrators and playmakers in the league in LeBron, and then they surrounded him with shooters. And, you know, tonight they shot the ball exceptionally well. We still found a way to stay in the game, but we just couldn't come up with the plays down the stretch. Played pretty well, played pretty hard. Just, you know, didn't have enough to beat a team like that tonight. And it's frustrating for us, but, you know, we're... We just got to keep working and see what happens, and try to just stay positive.